how I feel when only person who can stop you is the man in the mirror. When you look down at your wrists and you see money. When you look at your shoes and you see money. When that scarf on your neck means money.
This is Zip Squad, bitch.
Burberry scars, shrimp and Perignon. Living like a comet, moving amongst the stars. $100,000 sports cars, silk massage, menage a trois. Yes, I've been a boss. Burberry scars, shrimp and Perignon. Living like a comet, moving amongst the stars. $100,000 sports cars, silk massage, menage a trois. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Not New York, it's Saturday night. Shit, I've always wanted to say that. Welcome to Top Rope Wrestling Talk. And once again, boys and girls, it's me. Not Dirty Dom this week and not DDP, but the greatest prediction champ in podcast history. I am the friendly neighborhood psycho of Circle of Debate. Blah, 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 blah. The one... the notorious one, D-O-M.
Extreme
My sentiments exactly, Jeff. Let's fucking go. But of course, I'm not alone tonight, folks. Never, never. Joining me, as always, is the first lady of Top Rope Wrestling Talk. She is the whole ass vibe. The ninth wonder of the podcasting world because we don't treat her like a woman. But at least I try and make deep, deep efforts to not treat her like a man. She is the incomparable, incredible Latina Heat herself, Grandma Wendy!
Viva la raza!
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal. Mamacita, we...
Hey! That was good.
Oh, everything now that you're here, homegirl. And of course, he had some technical difficulties on the way in, but we are now joined by the founder of Top Rope Wrestling Talk. He is the man, the myth, with the majestic beard and the Burberry scarf, the salt of the earth of podcasting, the biggest MJF and possibly Shaft Mark you will ever meet, the high class one, Bruce. Play the damn
better than you. And you know it, I'm better than you.
Yes, I am.
And he knows it.
Yes, I do. Whoa, I was gonna say, what was up
Board
with that
monster.
Fuckery? What was up with the fuckery of a?
I introduced you last, so you come on last. I know. So I had to flip you because you guys got to be in a certain spot. By the way, Meathead nephew, what is happening? Hey,
what's your up, guest? Buddy?
By the way, Morgan, your guest, your dad, and the creator of your podcast. Never forget. I'm the producer behind it all, baby. Every damn love show you, that buddy. Comes out of here. I love you too, homie. Good to see you. He says he's mad but happy. I love it. Does this have something to do with Crown Jewel, homie?
Yeah. Yes,
I feel
does.
You, bud. I feel you.
Please enlighten us core. while we get going. Oh, man, it's so good. So good to be back. So good to see some folks in the live chat.
Hello, friends.
And the creator of TRWT. Well, the podcast, yes. The group, that was your dad. I kind of created the podcast. But that's... Okay, he's mad but happy about LA Knight losing. I'm right there with you. We might as well jump into this because it happened a few short hours ago. And oh shit, FTR is on Collision. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Crown Jewel has come and gone. Obviously, some people are happy but mad, like Morgan. Obviously, some people didn't watch, like Bruce.
No, but I do know what happens, and I can't comment, and I'm just not too in-depth.
I want to start off by saying, overall, because I did watch the pay-per-view. I had to start a little late because DJ and I ended up taking a nap on the couch, but I started a little late. I watched the whole thing. It was thoroughly fucking enjoyable, with the exception of a couple things that we'll get into. But they started off so hot with Seth versus Drew. Oh my God, that match was good. Like, Grandma, I know you watched. Was it just me, or did that match have you on the edge of your seat by the end?
I mean, I'll be honest, it was better than I thought it was going to be. Like, it wasn't a match I was invested in any way, shape, or form. I was like, well, this is happening. All right, let's do this, you know? Because I haven't been keeping up. I'll be honest, I haven't been keeping up. But it turned out to be good. I was not disappointed. Drew McDonald.
Drew McDonald had a farm, and he should have won.
Morgan, I love you, guy. You're the best.
Oh, Morg Monster. It was a fantastic match towards the ending there. Like, you know, Seth hits a stomp and you're like, oh shit, it's over. Drew kicks out. Yes. Drew hits a claymore out of nowhere. Seth kicks. You're like, oh shit, it's over. Seth kicks out. Like, what the fuck, man?
I mean, that match, you could, like, the false finishes, you knew there was going to be a fuck ton of them.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, I knew there would be, but I figured we were going to get a lot of, like, close calls on secondary moves, you know, like, oh, Seth hit the Falcon Arrow, it's over. No, it's
nobody
not.
Kicks out. Drew
hit the Future
Arrow.
Shock,
no one
it's
kicks
over.
Out of the Falcon Arrow.
Everybody does.
No one does.
Drew kicked out of it today.
No one really.
Maybe if you watch the damn show. Nobody has ROH. Nobody has Honor Club, and everyone kicks out of the fucking Falcon Arrow. Let's get this straight. Nobody. And that man is the godfather of the Circle of Debate family. What is happening? My devious brother. It is so good to see you. You and Pepsi Phil killed it the other day. When we're done here, please go check that out if you haven't. Or if you want to, watch it again. It's worth it. It's fucking worth it.
So good. So good.
But it was just, I expected some false finishes, but they made the finish look like a finish that wasn't. And that was the magic of it. It was like, oh shit. I was literally by the end like, is it over? Oh, okay. But it was a great way to start off the show. And that women's five-way match with Rhea defending the women's world championship. I still got to get those belts down. I really do. They changed everything, and it's confusing me.
That one had me like very, oh my God, the whole time. Like, it was actually, I really enjoyed that one. I mean, not just because it was mommy. You know.
No, not just because it was. Also, it was mommy. It was Wafu. It was. It was Raquel. I mean,
can we?
But it was, yeah. Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm
even sorry. Nia was almost good.
Her hair looked nice.
Her hair looked great. Go ahead, Hot Class.
No, I'm actually interested in going back to watch this.
I'll take
match
it.
Because I heard you guys in the admin chat talking about it, and it made me want to watch this match. So I'll probably go back and watch this match.
Along with
Rollins and Drew. Probably about it.
I mean, you want to talk about finishes. The way Rhea ended it by hitting the Riptide and dropping.
Second.
Oh, what was it? I think she dropped Zoe on top of.
Yeah, she dropped Zoe on top of
on top. Shane was at the bottom of the pile, Shane, and I think Raquel was covering her.
Yeah,
and then Raquel Rhea comes off the top rope with like an avalanche fucking riptide on top of all of them.
And then she just like shoves everybody off.
Like, all right, Tina, who was at the bottom. I was like, what?
Okay.
I know there are people out there that made a big deal out of Roman stacking Edge and the artist formerly known as Daniel Bryan and pinning them. Rhea was like, hold my beer, Tribal Chief. No, I got you.
I agree with Morg on that. Nia definitely did nothing. She was just there to be like the monster in the ring, but she did like friggin' nothing.
Yeah, Raquel had her moments. Raquel did here and more. There. Nia did nothing. She stood Raquel outside definitely had half moments. The time. They were like, just stand over here before you hurt
somebody.
Yeah,
pretty much. They were like, don't hurt anybody. Go sit outside. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Morgan shouting out El Presidente.
Everyone shouts out El Presidente.
Of course.
Again, I'll take it, Morg Monster. I'll take it.
Glasses and you're set.
Yeah.
That's going to be next year's Halloween costume. I'll dress up as Walter White.
There you go. Just for you, Morgan.
No more, no Dirty Dom, no Stormtroopers. Walter White next year. It's coming. Oh my God. Yeah. That might have been one of the best finishes in WWE all year. Like, I love that. I freaked the fuck out for that. My son freaked the fuck out for that. Like, he had just woke up from a nap, so he was kind of groggy. And once Rhea hit that, he just jumped off the couch and started screaming. I was like, holy shit.
Mommy just has that effect on people, man.
Yeah.
She really does. Mommy is killing it. But, you know, it does bring up a question I had about the women's division. And we'll get to EO shortly, but does it feel like WWE has finally moved past the horsewomen they have left? Because if you noticed, I know Becky won the NXT title for a minute, but every title match she had in WWE, she's lost. Same goes for Bayley. Same goes for Charlotte. And then you look around at the champions and the people in contendership, and they're all trips women. There's Rhea, there's Raquel, there's Shayna, there's Asuka, there's Io. You know, the list goes on and on and on, like, including the one that came back tonight, which I can't wait to get to, but we're going to put a pin in that. Does it feel like they've finally gotten to the point where, like, yeah, horsewomen, we're done. We're done. It's over.
No, I don't.
Like,
don't
you can be here, but you're done winning titles.
I don't think that's the case at all. They'll all win championships again. I think this is them trying to help rebuild the division by putting over the younger talent that's there. I honestly think that's what it is. I don't think that they're Triple H. No, they're cash cows. They're not done with them.
Get out. I mean, you'll be picture, but you might not win a title for a while, or maybe for some of them, like,
but that's win another. But that's actually what's working for their division. They don't, those three do not need a title at this point. None of them need a title.
Really, no.
They need solid feuds and put over a young star here and there, but still get your wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, everyone thought Charlotte was taking the title from Io. I thought Charlotte's in a title match. She's taking the title, but Io won. Like,
I'm trying to remember.
She put over a young star.
I'm trying to remember when it was. I think it was when we were still on our own channel and not a network, but we had gone off about what WWE was doing with their women's division. And I had said at that point, like, you need to get younger. You have these people, like, you have your Beckys, you have your Charlottes at the time, you have your Sashas, but what are you going to do, you know, a few years from now when those people are oft injured or on the decline or maybe gone? What are you going to do then?
I mean,
and this is exactly what they should be doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, they're the Cenas and the Ortons and guys like that in the women's division right now. Their names are there. Their names put asses in seats, but also they know they don't need a title, and WWE knows it. Just having their name on the card is going to sell tickets.
Okay. Okay. Now, in a slightly related, now I'll save that for EO.
What can we? Can we rewind a little bit back to Seth and Drew and discuss the attempted cash-in?
Oh, how good was that? Really? Oh, yeah.
So, to fill you in, Damian Priest, Señor Money in the Bank, tried to cash in, came down with a ref, the whole thing. He was like,
He's handing the thing. He's like, we're doing this now.
We're doing this. Seth Rollins had this like, bro, I'm fucking tired.
Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Are you
kidding me right now?
You're holding this back.
I almost died.
Bruh.
So then out of friggin' nowhere comes Sami freaking Zayn. Friggin' jumps him, takes the freaking briefcase, and runs off with it.
I'm glad we came back to this, Grandma, because I was so mad.
I died laughing. Sammy, it was hysterical.
I was so mad they made Sammy come all the way out to Saudi Arabia to be on the kickoff show with JD McDonagh, which is a pay-per-view quality match.
It was a good match, though.
And it was like, really, this is all you got for Sammy. This is all you're going to do. And then I saw him do that. And I saw him run out to the crowd and the crowd go crazy and him running around with the Money in the Bank case, big smile on his face. And I was like, okay, now it's worth it.
Yep. All right. So hearing this, I got a little something for you guys after hearing this.
Oh, okay. Now your shit's coming out. Shoot.
Okay.
So with Sami Zayn stealing the briefcase, right? Does this look like WWE has lost their faith in Damian Priest, in which they should have a long time ago, because Sammy now has the briefcase, and usually, and 99% of the time when the briefcase is being fucked with like this on the side, that person usually loses their briefcase.
Or goes after a mid-card title like Austin Theory, because he got fucked with a lot.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna shut my mouth for a minute, though. Grandma, what are your thoughts on this?
I think... You know, to be honest, I don't think they had faith in him anyways to begin with. Like, they gave it to him because, you know, it's what the people wanted. And sometimes they give the people what they want. But
yeah,
I don't think they really had faith in Damian to begin with. And I hate to say that.
No. I don't think this move proves that they lost faith in him. I think it's more to try and build something that's going to go into, say, War Games, which they officially announced at Crown Jewel. Like, they had the Sabbath and everything. They had everything but William Regal, which was, again, disappointing. But anytime you're going to play Sabbath, I'm there. Just bam, 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 bam. Oh, yeah, let's fucking go. I think they're building something between the Judgment Day. Guys like Cody, guys like Sammy, guys like Jay. We'll probably get maybe Kevin Owens back from SmackDown, or we'll get, you know, another random fourth member. Who knows? Maybe Randy Orton will come back for War Games and face the Judgment Day with those three. I don't know. But I feel like they're using it for that instead of saying, like, hey, we don't really have a lot of faith in Damian Priest, because they've done a lot with him and the Judgment Day in recent months.
Let's be honest. As much as I love Finn Balor and I think Damian Priest is a dumpster fire, that faction belongs to Mommy and Dom. Mm. They actually overshadow both of them.
1,000%. Mommy is anything, definitely the leader.
If anything, Mommy's running it and it's based off of her. Like, Dom's just an accessory.
Yeah. Pretty much. He's like a little hand purse.
Like, it's like I don't mean this with any disrespect at all, so don't take it that way. If Rhea Ripley was Paris Hilton, Dirty Dom is like the dog in the purse. That's what he is to Rhea Ripley.
Pretty much.
Like, she's the star of the show. He's just the accessory that looks kind of cute next to her.
Yeah. Okay. But Now here's the flip side of this thing. Don't you think Sami Zayn deserves that title shot a lot more than Damian Priest? Who better to take the briefcase than Sami Zayn? Oh, wouldn't you love to see Sami Zayn cash in on the tribal.
I legit
chief.
Was thinking that when I saw him run off with it, I was like, title. I need him to fucking. Cash
I'm listening
in on it,
like, and I agree, him. But I'm sorry. I just got distracted because Jake the Snake is back on Collision with yeah. Lance Archer.
Uh huh.
I have nice. Not seen that guy in forever. I missed you, Jake. Keep
no,
fighting.
But yes, it would be awesome if he fucking cashed in and was like, yoink, suck it, Damian Priest.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I love Damian Priest, but they never had faith in him. And honestly, like it felt like it was just given to him to pander to the fans who were like, we want him to have a chance. Well, they're not going to give it to him.
Right.
For whatever reason. They're just not going to give it to him.
You know what? My compliments to the chef as always. Mwah. Mommy is to the Judgment Day as Beyonce is to Destiny's Child. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking accurate. I think Sami Zayn, Sami Zayn is more deserving of a title shot. I think Gunther is more deserving of a title shot, even though he's holding the Intercontinental title. I don't care.
Oh, no. No.
Then Damian Priest?
He's a dumpster fire.
That's what I mean. Gunther is more deserving of a title shot, and Sammy is more than Damian Priest.
I wouldn't say he's a dumpster fire.
No, he is.
But, well, I because I'm a fan. Like, let's be real. I'm a fan.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at Ball with what Grandma said, and then El Jefe came in with, as long as you don't compare Rhea to the Kardashians.
Hell no.
She's the Kim of the group.
Never.
He's the Kim
Never.
Of the group.
No, don't do Damian, that.
Damien's Courtney. Damien's just like the big one that's there.
I will take you right off the screen. Don't do it.
And I don't even know anything about the Kardashians except that. Oh, and that Liar. Kim came out with like the fake nipple bra, and that shit's fucking hysterical.
The only thing I ever watched from the Kardashians was Kim's old sex tape. There, I said it.
Oof. Did you promptly fall asleep?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, wow, this is boring.
What's next? Can we talk about the huge return that got wasted in Saudi?
We're gonna get to that. Oh, left. No, I don't want to do that. Hang on, guys.
Why
I'm
are
having,
you calling me?
I'm having technical. The air, there's bro. Shit. There's shit popping up
what
on my
in
screen.
What the fuck?
There's shit
bro,
popping
why
up
are you
on my
screen. Hey, why are you calling us, bro?
Why did it take you 35 minutes to get on the call? Why?
Because
why?
Of my
why?
Internet.
Can
we close this? Can we I just closed the call for you.
I did. I already did. I hung up. That's what I'm saying. I'm having all these.
That is an outtake for the century.
I'm having all this shit popping up. God damn it.
Craig just killed me with this comment. I'd take mommy any day. I feel if I ever dreamed of getting near the Kardashians, it would give my brain an STD. Amen, brother. A fucking men.
Amen to that. But before we get into the return, can we like light a candle or have a moment of silence for John Cena, please? Because Jesus fucking Christ, that man was killed in Saudi Arabia by an angry Samoan.
Right, he was so angry he left speaking Samoan.
Oh, wannabe Taz? It's more like Umaga Junior. Shit, he did something Umaga couldn't. He beat John Cena. I mean, Jesus, I know they had the big build going in where Cena was talking about how he hasn't won a televised singles match in like damn near 5 years. And he got all motivated. He told Solo to wrap that thumb up tight because he's going to shove it up his ass and everything. And I thought, oh, here we go. Just Solo getting ready to eat another fucking L like he's going back for more at the old country buffet. Just nom, nom, nom. And then Solo came out and destroyed this man. Like it was back and forth for a minute, but it slowly turned into like Brock level destruction.
I agree with Ivan though. At least it was a clean win, which I think makes it more. It makes it hurt a little more if you're a Cena fan, but it's also still good.
It was a clean win for the bloodline. Some people in that group can't do that, but we'll get to that too.
Is that still even a thing?
Yeah.
Technically, yes. There's for still three people reason. In it, and Paul's still rolling, so yes.
Paul's still there with them, like, just, you know.
But oh my God, what, Wendy? Am I right in saying I counted about a dozen fucking spikes in that match?
Man, including I stopped counting after the second one.
Including a point where Cena was just looking like he was flat out, and Solo picked him up by the hair off the mat and just kept spiking his ass repeatedly.
Jabbing him. I was like,
just geez. One after the other. It was like. How do I put this? I think I have the perfect clip for this. Where did it go? Where the right fuck there. Did it go? I have it. Here it is.
Found it.
Work.
It Stop! He's already dead.
Oh my God, okay. Yes.
Damn, Solo!
Hey, you can stop now, Solo. The poor guy's like done. Like, that's it.
So the other thing that Cena had brought up leading into this was retirement. Do we think we've seen the last match of John Cena's career?
Hell no. His last match will not be in Saudi Arabia. It will be at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he will become the new Undertaker for WrestleMania attraction.
Oh, he'll come back every year and have a match.
Come back every year for
you get him and Stone Cold.
I could see that being the case.
And you know, Pat McAfee.
Bum Blanco.
I miss Pat McAfee.
Well, he's done with
I know he's on ESPN now, and I'm happy for Pum Blanco, but still.
No, he's done with it. He's not re-signing.
He's not re-signing with who? With WWE or ESPN?
ESPN.
Oh shit, is he on his way back? Oh, you just made my night.
Here for it.
So he's probably on his way back. Because
you just made my night. Thank you. High class.
Yeah, he's not returning because the fans don't want him to return. He said something like, "That's okay. You know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea." Wow. I know. So he's done with them.
You know, I feel that. Okay. I feel that, you know.
Okay, Morgan. I see that. To me, it was like Doomsday just annihilating Superman. I could see that. That yeah.
Agreed, my dude.
Brian. To me, it was Brian. That was Brian. Sorry, there were a lot of Morgan comments. I got a mix.
He's all over the place tonight.
He's everywhere, man.
He couldn't comment last week, so he's commenting.
He's even on the Circle of Debate family
network.
Taking
full advantage of it.
You can go and check out the latest episode of the Meatheads podcast right after this one. And oh, by the way, if you haven't, subscribe. Like this fucking video. You know we are the shit. You know this.
Oh. Yes.
Wait, what? Whoa, wait.
Just I know exactly what it is.
Oh. I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed for El Jefe, and we're gonna keep that under our hats.
Oh, what are you talking about? We're doing it too.
Say what now?
We're doing it too.
Is that for us too? I just looked at it real quick.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, y'all.
I'm gonna fill it out.
We got press credential.
Do it.
Okay. Okay. No. I'm letting the world know.
No.
Breaking news.
No. No. You're gonna jinx it. Shut.
Oh, come on. Let me go.
The fucking Tony Khan.
No.
No. God damn you people.
Bruce. Mute his mic. Mute him.
But I wanna, can I? God damn you.
I'm serious. I'm not gonna sit back and take this fucking shit.
Moving on.
All right. Oosh. All right.
Even I would. Now
you two can shut up, because if El Jefe said it, I'm not gonna jinx it. I'll keep it under wraps.
Goddamn right,
not saying a goddamn thing. I'll keep it under wraps. Stay tuned, boys and girls. There's gonna be some big shit coming. So now,
nothing is coming.
Since Brucey brought it up, let's talk about the women's title match between Io and Bianca. And I was amazed that Bayley was even there after Bianca put her through like 19 tables on fucking SmackDown. And I kind of figured Bayley would get involved, try to help Io win. What I was not expecting in a million years. Which I got to give El Jefe all the credit for, because he actually called it while it was happening, was the appearance of a pirate princess. Kyrie.
Look at that on her Insta.
Look right at there. That. Kyrie fucking Sane. Showing up, beating up Bianca Belair, throwing her back in the ring so that Io could win. Then the two of them team up on her, beat Bianca down, and Io holds her so that Kyrie can go up top and give her the insane elbow, which is still amazing. But this leaves so many questions. Like number one, and Michael Cole brought this up, is Kyrie Sane going to be able to actually coexist with Bayley, considering Bayley is the one that pretty much beat her up and supposedly kicked her out of WWE, if you're going by kayfabe?
No. I mean, you saw Bayley's face. You saw Bayley's oh shit face. Like
Bayley was like, the fuck?
Hundo.
You know what? You know, we're going to get Io Sky, Kyrie Sane, and what's her name? That hasn't been around a lot.
Dakota Kai?
No. The other one from Japan.
Oh shit.
You know who I'm talking about too.
Xia Li?
Yes.
Xia Li. And they're gonna be a trio.
Sorry, I had to flip my fan on. Xia Li, right?
And then we're gonna get Tegan Nox to join up with Bayley and Dakota Kai.
I think
Wendy had one idea of a swerve, and I had another lot watching it live. And mine was that since they tagged up in the past in Japan and everything, that Io and Kyrie would swerve old Kota and Bayley and go out on their own. And I can't remember what Wendy's was, but I'm sure she could enlighten us.
I literally don't remember.
Oh no.
I asked. Huh. How long until Kyrie turns on Io?
Oh, that's right. You thought Kyrie was gonna turn on Io.
And then you said, what if Io and Kyrie turn on Bayley and Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
So what's it gonna be? What swerve are we gonna get?
I don't think there's gonna be a swerve. I think there's gonna be a straight split on SmackDown. They're just gonna have a straight up split.
Uh-huh.
That'll be interesting.
Holy shit! Is Jake the Snake running with the Righteous now?
I'm here for it.
Sorry guys. Sorry. This is also like a partial AEW Collision watch along because I'm watching.
The only thing, you know what? Let me reference Ivan's real quick. This is the only thing I'll say about Logan Paul, and we will not be talking about him here ever for the rest of the night.
Yes. Oh, we are.
If we get a Bad Bunny Logan Paul, I hope it's to get him off the island. Cause fuck you. You don't belong on the fucking island. Fuck
right?
you, Logan Paul. That's all I gotta say about that. We'll talk about it.
You totally reminded me of that he claims that he's from Puerto Rico, but he's basically there hiding out from tax.
By way of something. Yeah, right. No, he's there. He's there for the tax breaks. We won't get into it. We won't give him airtime. Moving on.
Bruce, I want to talk about it.
That's the match we're talking about next.
Okay, Bruce, you can talk about it because Wendy and I didn't give a fuck.
I'm done. I've said my piece on him.
Hey, Wendy.
I agree with everything she said.
Hey, Wendy.
Bruce.
Wendy.
Bruce.
Wendy, I got a serious question for you.
You know what? I will wonder one thing about this match, but tell me your question and then I'll tell you my one little nugget of thought that I had.
How was it to watch your dream match of your two favorite wrestlers today?
Sorry.
It was about as thrilling as the massive dump I was taking while watching it.
You know how thrilling it was for me? You know, I said I took that nap with DJ and I was behind. When this match started, I just hit the fast forward button. Listen, and that's how I caught up live.
Morgan is not lying. That's exactly what they're thinking.
It's good for WWE's YouTube. Wrestling fans don't give a shit.
I have my reasons for hating him.
A lot of people have a lot of reasons for hating
CM Punk.
And I hope if we do get Logan Paul versus Bad Bunny, I hope Bad Bunny whips his fucking ass.
Let me tell you the thought I had so we can just get off of it. Because I'm getting agitated. I'm getting agitated
right, me too.
In a bad way. Like, I'm sitting here like, no.
Right? We're both just like...
Here's the thought I had. Here's the thought I had. Did Santos Escobar really forget
that he put
the brass knuckles there?
He's literally, if this is the ring apron in front of me, he's like, brass knucks, here you go. I gotta go now.
I was like, that looks a little sus, Santos. That looks a little sus. What are you up to, my man? Güey, ¿qué haces? What are you doing?
Is he the next one who thinks that Rey Mysterio is a deadbeat and he needs to leave? He wouldn't be the first.
Hold on. Go back about 2 months ago on this show when I said Dom's going to be the new leader of the LWO. Is this the beginning of Dom splitting away from the Judgment Day and trying to prove himself and taking something from his father?
If he took the LWO from his dad, that would be humongous. Like, I would laugh my fucking ass off personally, but it would be humongous. For Dom, who we discussed last week, and his meteoric rise, it would only make it better.
There was nothing mediocre about it. It was from...
I said meteoric, like a meteor.
No, you said mediocre.
I did not. You heard me wrong. Is that Burberry scarf in your ears under them headphones?
It's a little
maybe.
Tight.
Maybe. What's El Jefe say? In the end, Mommy Wendy, they did this for the market value. It gets more fans to attend events seeing Logan Paul get whooped. Remember, look,
That title is going to be at his next boxing match with him, and he is going to wear it to the ring.
Because he's a massive douchebag. What?
You love so much.
What?
All right. What's next?
I'm literally like so fucking angry right now.
What's next? We got to be all done talking about this shit, huh?
We're getting there. Well, I guess we could talk about the main event.
Any other different outcome was going to happen?
We had the tribal chief returning from his hibernation to take on one of the hottest superstars in WWE, LA Knight.
Eli Drake.
Either way, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Either way, the artist currently known as LA Knight. And to be honest, like it was a tremendous match. And I don't know if it was just me because Wendy watched. I swear, after he hit the BFT and covered him, that ref's hand hit 3. And then he looked up and he literally saw Jimmy Uso holding Roman's foot on the ropes and jumped up and went, no. Like, first of all, you see him holding the foot. That doesn't count. Second of all, you counted 3. You can't then turn around and look up. Like, we're talking about the Santos thing and how this was, like, either bad placement or just bad acting. This shit in the finish, and there were some great finishes on this card.
Yep.
That was not one of them. And that's not the only goddamn reason, but that's not one of them. When you as a referee hit your hand on a mat, say 3, then look up, then see Roman's foot with Jimmy holding it on a rope, and you say, uh-uh. If I'm that ref, I'm going, new champ.
I mean, honestly, I wasn't surprised, and I was like, we knew this was going to happen.
Mm.
Like, it was to be expected.
The other frustrating part, at least for me, about the finish, because this is what has ground my fucking gears about this man the entire time. This happens every fucking time. There's no difference. It's rinse and repeat with a new opponent. It's member of Uso saves him so he can keep the title, and then he shits on member of Uso later. For 1,100 fucking days, he is boring you on the way to fucking history, and it's driving me nuts. And if you enjoy it, fine. Do you? I ain't you. You can enjoy wrestling.
Acknowledge
your
him.
Here you go. Is this acknowledgement? Does this count? Does this fucking count?
What was it? We called him in the chat, Snorman Reigns.
Snorman Reigns, because he is boring his way into the history books. And by the way, if you go back a few years when the script was flipped and Brock was rolling with Paul Heyman. Wasn't Roman the guy talking about how Brock is just not good for business because he takes the title and he goes home for months and he doesn't care about the fans and this and that, and Roman's grinding every day and blah, blah, blah. And now, fast forward to his title reign, and it's the exact same thing. So which one are you, Roman? Are you a hypocrite or are you a fucking dumbass for saying it in the first place? Which one you want to be?
Well,
which one?
In John Cena's words, he apologized for becoming just like The Rock, so he's a hypocrite.
Okay, fair enough.
Just saying.
I mean, that was the whole rise in the beginning of the Brock and Roman feud so many years ago, back when Roman was like all clean cut and had the blue contacts and all that bullshit and no tattoos.
Big dog.
Wasn't showing his chest. I don't even know if he was the big dog yet. I'm not sure. I don't think he was. At least not at that point. I could be wrong. But he was sitting there in a face-to-face interview where he was on one side, you had Michael Cole, and you had Brock and Paul on the other. And he told Brock to his face, you're bad for this company because you take that title, you go home, you don't care about the locker room, you don't care about the fans, you don't care about what happens here. All you care about is making your money and being champion. Your ego is what you care about. And now here he is doing the exact same fucking thing. Ain't that a bitch, boys and girls? Do you know what the difference is between Brock and Roman? When Brock retained the title, did he need help? Fuck no!
What's that old saying of we're doomed to repeat history?
Huh. Those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels pretty fitting right now.
There it is.
I'm sorry, I had to get that out because that has been frustrating me ever since the end of that main event. The three count that wasn't, and then that. I saw that ref's hand go down, and I was like, because I thought we were about to witness one of the biggest fucking shocking moments, greatest moments in WWE history. And then this bullshit with the ref waving it off as he's staring at Jimmy Uso holding Roman Reigns' foot like this on the rope. Like, no, I'm not here. I didn't do it. I didn't do it, ref. Oh, okay. He said he didn't do it. Doesn't count. Like, the fuck are we doing here, folks? Yep. Up to that point, it was a good match. And yes, I know Kyrie helped Io, but that was a shock. We did not think, oh, Kyrie, if Bailey would have helped Io win, I would have probably complained a little bit like I am now, but it hasn't been happening for, you know, 3 or so years. So it's a little different. But it's much different when Kyrie comes out of nowhere, helps Io win, and teams up with her than it is for fill in random Uso here to save Roman's ass at the next pay-per-view he decides to show up to. Yeah. Big diff.
Yeah. I think the next one's WrestleMania.
I hope the next one's WrestleMania and Cody whips his ass. I hope he does. Because even if you go back and you look at the build, because we didn't talk about Cody and Damian, which was a great match in itself. But the build up to that, Cody said it flat out on Raw. You want to know what my story is? My story is that I get knocked down and I get back up. And my story is not done. And my story will not be done until I take that undisputed championship. And I fucking loved every second of it.
It's not going to happen because he's a mid-carder at best.
It's going to happen because he's not a mid-carder. Because he got a bigger pop than Eli Drake. Okay?
He's a mid-card champion and they've proven that.
He's not a mid-card champion. They are setting him up. They are putting him, like I said, in spots to cover for the man sitting at home with one of these.
Yeah.
And he's willing to do it because he's Cody.
Cody, yeah.
Because that's what Cody does. That's his history. Look at AEW. Look at everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
Cody will sacrifice for the greater good. He will leave when there's nothing in it for him, but he will sacrifice in the moment. And that's exactly what he's doing right now, because there's a guy who wants to take his title and go home and is not named Brock Lesnar and is a fucking hypocrite. So we got to have Cody fill in. We probably, I mean, honestly, do you think you're going to see Roman at Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, any of that shit?
I already told you his next scheduled date is WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Right, exactly, leading into it.
So you're going to need however many big names you have to draw, because like Ivan said earlier, you got to put asses in seats. And you know who puts asses in seats? LA Knight and Cody Rhodes. They sell merch. They put asses in seats. So they're going to be put wherever they need to be put while this dude sits at home. Oh, Jesus. I look up and it's the 69-day celebration of the Acclaimed.
Hell yeah. I've been watching it.
I don't have my captions. I don't have my captions on tonight. Did anybody say 69 me daddy ass? Does anyone know?
Yes, it happened. It definitely happened.
Because I think that would get them thrown off of TBS, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It is a little later, so maybe they'll let them get away with it.
You know, yeah, with this whole Roman Reigns being a hypocrite thing, we're doomed to become that which we hate the most. Like, it was bound to happen. But also, when you think about it, like, of course it's going to happen. Like, you're not gonna have your champ constantly out there risking life and limb and neck and everything for what? For cheap pops? No, like, it's...
This shit's putting me to sleep. Are we done?
I'm done.
Just about. I got two more quick things. First and foremost, Grandma, you are dropping some philosophy on us tonight, and I appreciate you for that. But secondly, don't defend this man. No. Shoot. He's a snore fest. That's all anybody needs to know. I mean, it's beautiful. You were wonderful, but still.
Brucey's falling asleep. Look at his eyes. They're gone. He's gone.
Now that's out of the way. Let's move on.
Call them Snorman Reigns. I'm over here getting ready to snore because you're talking about his dumb ass.
Let's move on to something that wasn't boring, as I've now lost my... Okay. I thought I lost my internet there for a second. Sorry, guys. Let's go back because we touched on it going into last weekend, and it obviously happened. So, MJF versus Kenny Omega.
Oh, my God.
Is there...
Yes.
Now that we're watching the next collision, now that it's long over and it happened, can we now say that these fans had no right to complain after watching the match?
Oh my God, no! Honestly.
And how many of us here watched it live?
Definitely.
Stop laughing, okay. Wendy. I know what you're laughing at.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing?
Stop.
Damn, Morgan.
Morgan.
Bruh.
Morgan. Mark. You are a gift that I don't deserve, but I'm grateful to have. Thank you, sir.
It's okay.
Morgan, you're wild.
It's okay. He's losing his Xbox and his Switch and his phone after that.
It's fine. You can come to Uncle Dom's house. I'm getting a Series X. We can play whatever you want.
Wow.
I'll download whatever you want. I got Game Pass Ultimate. I got you, dude.
Man, Morg out here is out of control. Wilding on you. Wilding on you, Pop.
But I mean, how amazing was that match? Because I ate it up. I ate it up like it was Thanksgiving dinner early. Bruce, of course I want to hear from you first. That's a given.
5-star match, in my opinion. That match was amazing.
It was for
5 is not enough, man.
I'm being modest. I don't want everyone to think I'm overselling MJF.
You know, we call you the biggest MJF mark you'll ever be.
Seven.
Seven
stars. No, that match from
Bell to Bell. Fucking damn.
Bell to Bell, that match was amazing. And MJF said it in the promo after. He said, having matches like this is making me sway my decision for 2024.
Yep.
You know, in his promo after the match. Like, getting to have a match like that against one of the best wrestlers in the world and Kenny Omega on national television.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kenny desperately trying to maintain his streak, be the longest reigning champion in AEW history.
Didn't happen.
But you saw in that match, he went all out, no pun intended, to be the one to maintain that streak. And he came up short, but oh my God, what a war.
Yes.
I think these last couple of matches that MJF has been having have been absolutely fantastic. Like, mm-hmm. he's been on a hot streak lately. Like, he always puts on banger-ass matches, but these last couple of ones have been, like, creme de la creme.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's showing why he's the champ. And why fucking Jay White is such a lying-ass hoe. Stealing that title like he did. Literally stealing it.
Yes.
Wait, didn't this already happen once and Bruce was the guy saying, well, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. But now the MJF had his title stolen. Fuck now Jay White's ass.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
No, it's not. No, it's
not. Oh, oh,
oh. He's an illegal alien that stole property of an American citizen.
An illegal alien?
Breaking news. High class of the flip-flopper.
I mean, it could be seen adversely. Possession being 9/10 of the law could be seen adversely as well. Like, you know.
And yes, Brian. Good. Yes, Brian, we probably will be giving you another hour. Kenny lost the match, but he showed why he's called the best battle. That was exactly what I was going to say.
Absolutely.
Like, it was unbelievably good. I don't know what the ratings were. I don't fucking care. Because as we've pretty much all said, like, we don't pay attention to ratings. We watch the show. Like, we don't give a shit who else is watching. We're going to watch. We're going to tell you how we feel about it. If you feel a different way, okay, start a podcast and tell us how you feel. We did.
I might listen to it.
We did almost 4 years ago. It's coming up. End of the month. You can do it too. But until then, you can listen to how we feel. And you can put how you feel in the comments, and we can feel how we want to fucking feel. How about that?
Fair enough.
But you know, since it's been a while for Brucey, we're gonna do a double feature. Okay. So I need to know, Bruce, what did you think of Max's attire when he came out with the Acclaimed? The purple Burberry scarf, the scissory shirt, the matching panties.
Was in pink.
That shit or was pink. Fucking fire. I want that pink. Scarf. What is it? I want that
I want
scarf.
That scarf.
I need that scarf.
I look, I rock pink all the time. I ain't scared.
You guys have seen me on here rocking a pink MJF shirt on multiple occasions. Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. I'll take a pink Burberry scarf. I got a Scissor Me Daddy ass shirt. I give a fuck about pink. I got a Scissor Me Daddy ass shirt and sweatshirt. I don't give a flying fuck about some pink. I will wear it. And it was, and that moment where Max took the bullet for MJF.
It was Wednesday night on Dynamite, buddy.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was. When Max took the bullet, Jay's holding the belt, and Max shoves him out of the way and takes the title to the face, and then he's laid out, and you just see him reach up, and MJF won't do it. Billy Gunn's like flips him around, like, "What are you doing? It's my birthday now. Get over there and fucking scissor him."
After what he did for you,
after everything he did for you. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday, Daddy Ass. I love you, man.
Yes, but, yes.
And then all of a sudden, they get the four way scissor. On Dynamite at the end. Oh,
it was
Max Caster probably lost his fucking mind when the show went off. He likes me. He really likes me. I'll never watch these scissor fingers again, Daddy.
He's just
I can only imagine where this story is going to go from here with those guys, or if that's just going to be kind of it for a little while.
I don't know if it's going to be it, but I hope it's not, because I kind of like it. Like, I loved your idea about Max and Kenny having this war, and then Kenny having enough respect to get the Elite involved to help Max get his belt back before Full Gear. Like, that would be cool. But now that I've seen the Acclaimed and Max and MJF together, I don't know if I want that. I kind of want MJF and the Acclaim.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be mad at either one. Don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of leaning towards the pink crew.
I don't know. I liked him with the Acclaimed, but he needs to be with Roddy and the Kingdom. That would be fucking amazing.
That would be amazing.
I actually think it might be better than it would be with the Acclaimed. Just because it continues the major story that they need to continue.
Can we just get him back with Hammer and Holiday, please?
Well, MLW's not
letting Hammer out of his contract, and no, he signed until 25.
Oh, fuck. That's another thing I guess we could touch on. It seems like MLW is having some issues. There's a lot of guys who are asking for their release, Hammer being the biggest name, but like the entire Anoa family in MLW has also asked for it for their release. I don't know exactly what's going on there, but this company went from a place where Alex Hammerstone could have left a few years ago, opted to resign because he thought they were going somewhere, and now is looking to get out of the contract he signed.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I love That's MLW, rough, man. That's rough. But I don't know what the hell is going on when all these people want to, you know, get out of their contracts or get the hell out of there in general. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting to watch. I don't know what's going to, you know, I don't know where that's going to go or who's going to get, you know, going to get their way. Like, will they keep Hammer? Will they just let him go? You know, what's going to happen there? Because even if you want to keep him, if he doesn't want to be there, is that really going to work out for you?
I mean, it's what WWE does all the time.
Yeah, and we bash them for it.
And you're absolutely right, but it also kind of makes that talent cold, you know, because people forget about them, and that's why WWE does it when people want to leave.
That's, I mean, it was maybe 6 months ago we were sitting here, you know, bashing WWE because they didn't want to let the grizzled young veterans out of their contract after they asked. And we all felt like, yeah, they deserve to be let go because whatever the fuck you're trying to do with them is not mediocre. See, I said mediocre that time. Okay.
He caught himself.
I said mediocre that time. And I got to keep that same energy with MLW. Like, if you're trying to keep a guy around that doesn't want to be there, it just doesn't feel right. I don't care what company does it. I don't even care if AEW was doing that to somebody. Like, fuck, you let them go. It just doesn't feel right, no matter where it is or how you slice it. But that was just a slight, because we were talking about MJF, and I got to thinking about the Dynasty, so we slightly derailed into another promotion.
Just a little.
It's totally fine. Worth it. It's not a big deal.
It's a good derailing.
And
I'll be right back.
Okay. And I was also reading in semi-related, since we're waiting on Bruce, in semi-related AEW news, I was also reading that even though he is injured with the fractured orbital bone, Bryan Danielson has signed on to face Kazuchika Okada at WrestleKingdom.
Yes, I saw that. And I was like, excuse you. Senor,
I gotta ask, are we back to the point where we should be worrying about Bryan Danielson? Because every time you turn around, he's got another injury.
Oh my god, he's always injured. Like, what the fuck, dude?
He just came off getting the plate after fighting Kazuchika Okada, and now he's got the broken orbital.
Bree's about to be like, bro, you're not allowed to leave the house. Like, you
Bree's like, shut it down, man.
You're staying home, and that's all there is to it.
What happened?
We were talking about, you know, waiting for you to come back. We were talking about how it was announced that Bryan Danielson has signed to face Kazuchika Okada at Wrestle Kingdom.
And we all knew it was happening.
As cool as that is, I asked if we should be worried about, should we be worried about Bryan Danielson again? Because every time we turn around, he seems to have another injury.
No. No, not at all. And this his orbital bone actually happened against Andrade. It didn't happen. Yes.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it wasn't Orange Cassidy or Okada. It actually Andrade actually did it on Saturday when they had wrestled. But Danielson went out there anyways.
My thing is though, like every time he goes to wrestle, he comes back injured. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, what?
Yeah,
like you're not allowed to leave your house anymore.
He got hurt in the match with Ricky Starks. He got hurt in the match with Ricky Starks. It wasn't severe, but he still got hurt. Then Kazuchika Okada, he had to have the plate put in the arm. And then regardless of where it happened, he ended up with the orbital bone. And this is all in the matter of the last few months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's why he's winding his career down. I think he's getting to end his career on his terms. So I think he's actually ready to retire now. You know, he already said he was on his last run. So.
Oh, shit. What's up, Jay Briscoe?
Hey.
Good to see him on Mark Briscoe. Mark Briscoe. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. What's up, Mark Briscoe?
It still says them boys and still has, it still says Jay.
I think that's why, because when he walked out, you know, Jay was behind him on screen, like the name, and I was like.
Yeah, like it still says both their names. Aw.
It's so good to see him on TBS. Hey, he's Dustin really too. Oh, I love Dustin.
Hey, there he is.
I was confused
for a second because my younger brother's name is Dustin, and I was where is he?
Talk about winding down Dustin Rhodes. He said he's kind of on his last run, and it's kind of sad because he will, you know, I mean, he's had a Hall of Fame career, so it's not that sad, but it is a little bittersweet that he will end his run and never have been a world champion.
Who said he's never going to be a world champion before he retires?
My man Keith Lee.
Who am Nobody. I? If it hasn't happened yet and he's winding down now, the odds are he's going to end up, you know.
Why can't he win the ROH world title?
I mean, I suppose he could. I still say NWA wants to get something going. Let Dustin come in and win your world championship. Be the last Rhodes to win the world championship. Every other one did. That'll be his first and only world title. It would be so fucking fitting.
Yeah, I could see that.
But yeah, I am so far off now. It's ridiculous. I forgot what I was even going to say next. Give me a second. So yeah, and then, you know, we had been talking about MJF, and of course Wardlow had talked about MJF and then kind of confronted the man in a violent manner before his six-man match. And I know, I can't remember the name of it now, but AEW is putting something together that's going to be kind of like an Elimination Chamber type match.
Okay.
And it's looking like if and or when, according to Bruce, MJF retains and gets back the big Burberry belt from Jay White, we're going to have this big match with him, with MJF, Wardlow, Samoa Joe, maybe Jay White, and some of the other million motherfuckers that are coming after this man right now.
I know, right?
Honestly, everyone's coming out of the woodwork. I'm like, y'all, like, damn. Where you been all year? Now you want to show up and be like, oh, give me a title. Now, man, fuck off.
Now, right. Now.
The year's about to end, man. Get out of my face with your shit.
And right. I think that's what it is, because January, his contract is up.
Yep.
And we start the bidding war of 2024, unless Tony's working on that extension on the sneak.
My personal opinion is he's already re-signed.
You think?
With AEW.
Oh, yeah.
But why would you stop the bidding war of 2024? It's such a draw for AEW. Here's the thing. He drops his title in January or a little bit after January, and then he disappears. And that's well,
considering, because this is one of those things Tony Khan hasn't said anything about, so I guess we have to give him his props. If he were re-signed, if he were, and Tony hasn't said anything, you could kayfabe that bidding war.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I feel like since MJF has taken this, you know, scumbag good guy turn, that the bidding war is kind of taking a back seat. Like, we still don't even know exactly who's behind the goddamn devil mask.
This is true.
I don't know. I kind of think it's Britt Baker or CM Punk.
It would be hysterical if it was Britt Baker.
I think you're wrong, but okay. I mean, that did not look like Britt Baker.
How do you know? You saw shoulders to head.
And the shoulders were a little wide for Britt Baker. She's not exactly.
You can fake it with shoulder pads. You can fake it with shoulder pads. Well, you get can. Women in the 80s. Every woman in the
80s. Oh, trust me. I know about women in the 80s, okay?
All women in the 80s had broad shoulders.
You know how old I am? I know about women in the 80s. Like, hey, baby, nice shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Is that a slap bracelet?
All but bitches yeah, have big-ass shoulder pads.
It's going to be interesting to see where they go with this and who's under the mask and all that. And then, of course, we found out, which we already called here, that Adam Copeland was going to be the third guy. I think everybody knew that.
Everybody
in
knew
this
that.
Six-man match at Full Gear.
Everyone what we, knew that like they knew Roman was going to win.
What we yeah. didn't know until maybe after Dynamite, or maybe I didn't know until after Dynamite, was that Ric Flair had signed a multi-year deal with AEW.
2 years.
I saw that.
Why and for what?
That was the exact question. That was the exact question I was going to pose to you guys. Like, why in the world would AEW sign Ric Flair to a multi-year deal?
Unless he's a back going to be like a more backstage guy.
Now that would make sense.
That would make total sense.
Especially if Arn is still there.
Arn is not there.
He's not there anymore.
Oh, his contract, was it expired or was he released? I can't remember.
No, it was it expired shortly after his son's.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think they're going to NWA.
That would make a lot of sense. I was wondering where Arn and his son had been. I hadn't heard that their contracts ran out or whatever the hell happened.
Yeah, like he ran out a while back.
Months ago.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That shows you how well I've been paying attention, but okay.
It's been a hot minute.
I mean, Ric Flair behind the scenes helping out makes a lot of sense. Again, I do not want to see another Ric Flair match.
No.
I just don't.
No.
I mean, it's fine if he wants to manage. Like, I could see him being
a manager
for his son-in-law, yeah. For instance.
Yeah,
you know, be a little bit more of a mouthpiece for Andrade, and a better fit than some nerdy assistant with a tablet.
Okay.
I mean, there's the obvious answer. The reason they signed Ric Flair to a multi-year deal is so that they could go to his daughter and be like, "Hey, we got your father and your husband. You want to come too?"
Yes.
Eh?
I wouldn't want
keep it in the family.
Ew.
Come on.
Here's the thing, as Wendy, as much as you say you wouldn't want her there, that in itself,
it wouldn't be bad though.
Would be really good for AEW and that women's division.
There's
and
one
Britt versus Charlotte. I hate that. I want to see that though.
There's there's one reason, and that reason is Britt versus Charlotte. That's what I want.
I actually
want to see it.
There's also a rumor, and it's just a rumor, that Rampage is going to turn into a 1 hour all women's show.
I would be
so down for that. That would instantly make Rampage better, by the way. Yes. No offense to it, but
the women deserve a show.
They do.
They really do.
I was just about to say that. You read my psycho ass mind, high class. Mm-hmm. The women of AEW deserve a show. I mean, we were talking about it on Halloween about Abaddon coming back, and she had an amazing match. And it's probably the first time we've seen her in how long? A year and a half?
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
Two? Why is this woman not on television every week? Not on Rampage every week? Who do you got that's better?
Uh-huh.
You want to try ROH people out there to try to get people to buy Honor Club? They're not going to fucking do it. Put Abaddon on instead. I'll watch. I watched when she was on. I'll watch again. You know, I would love... If any promotion said, you know what, we're going to do an hour-long TV show of all women's wrestling, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
I'd be all for it. Because a lot of these divisions, I don't care if it's WWE, AEW, Impact, TNA, whatever the fuck we're calling them.
Yeah.
They all have the talent to do an all-women show.
They do, actually.
Like, weekly all-women show.
Mm-hmm. Really, and here's the thing, it's an hour show, so it's not like they gotta do 2 hours worth of content and sign 800 more women to their roster.
I mean, granted, now to be fair, they would have to teach Sky Blue to either use the mist properly or not stare at Julia's boobs when you spray her. But you can work on that.
Here.
It was all right here.
It was all.
She's holding her face, and all of this is blue. I'm like, she was not looking at your face, girl.
Yeah.
Either she was not looking at your face, or she does not know how to spit. One or the other.
I love that even the announcers were like, she hit her with the mist.
She hit her in the she got her with the mist. She got her with the mist. Maybe a little retribution there to what? Like, to what? Julia's tatas?
I don't know. I like how this story is. It's almost like a good mist versus a bad mist.
Yeah,
true.
It's the blue mist versus the black mist.
It's like the Jedi's versus the Sith.
And you know what? That reminds me. Let me spin off because you just refreshed my memory. You know how we were talking about putting together a pool for the scariest wrestlers and doing a tournament?
Yes.
I have a couple more that I want to nominate, and I want to see if you guys feel like I should add them to the pool because I'm putting together the tournament, and we're going to put it out on our social media and let you guys vote. First is a man that we saw return here on Collision tonight, Jake the Snake Roberts. Is he worth being put in the pool?
He was intimidating.
He was a scary son of a bitch, too. You remember that whole angle with the Ultimate Warrior where he was playing him the whole time and putting him in like misty rooms with snakes and letting him get bit up?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The snakes is what was scary about Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake wasn't scary to me.
He was
the one
unleashing them on people. He was dropping them on people. He unleashed a cobra on Randy Savage on live TV.
Yeah, I understand that.
We put one in a wedding present.
Again, it's the cobra that was scary, not Jake.
Yeah, but the cobra wouldn't be there without Jake.
He's not like a Papa Shango or an Undertaker or a Kane. No, I don't know.
You don't think so?
He doesn't fit in that category. Not for me, at least.
Okay, what do you think,
Not
Grandma?
For me.
No, I have to agree. It was more of the snakes. He was more of an intimidating character, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he was more of a psychological thriller kind of thing, you know. And the way he would like bring it down to that dangerous.
I know, but
like, not scary, like but that dangerous, calm, quiet voice.
Ooh.
And the rasp that he had. It was.
Yeah.
If it was a movie, he'd be a psychological thriller, not a horror, and they're two different things.
Okay. All right. So then the other one that I had, because we brought up a lot of women, but I don't know how this one fell out of my brain. The Undead Bride, Sue Young.
Okay.
When you said mist, when you said mist, she popped back into my head, and that's what reminded me.
I can buy that.
And she had the whole Undead Bride horde behind her of like zombie brides that would come out with a coffin.
That fits.
They buried Rosemary, all that shit.
Yep.
Like I don't know about Susie and all that, but Sue Young was a scary fucking woman.
She was indeed pretty fucking creepy, yo. I like.
Okay, so Sue Young, we put her on the board. You guys don't have anyone to add, do you?
No.
Not off the top of my head at this moment.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, I'm still putting the pool together. I'm putting all the names, and I'm going to try to decide how we're doing it. We're going to base it on not wrestling skills, but fear factor. Yes. You know what I mean? It's going to be the spooktacular tournament. And I'm going to put things out there, maybe two or four wrestlers, and say, which one of these is the scariest? And let everybody vote. And then we drop whoever, and that one advances. So it's going to be fun. I'm putting the pool together. If you guys in the chat or watching this after, listening after the fact, if you have anyone you want to add, please hit us on social media somewhere and let us know who you want to add.
Let us know.
We'll talk about it, whether it be behind the scenes or here live, and we'll get it all together. And maybe by December, we'll start the tournament.
I like it.
Let's go.
Like, first, we'll celebrate 4 years. Then we'll give you the spooktacular tournament. Make it so. But Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I think we've covered everything AEW. I do want to go back. Speaking of spooky shit, I do want to go back and talk about Creature Feature for a minute.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you guys are happy to know the chef won the match that he sponsored.
Yes, of course he did.
And I do believe he finally got his Pacific Northwest Championship back. So that was also a bonus. But that was a war, folks. Like, we talked about wanting to sponsor this match because we thought it could steal the show, and it kind of did. I'm also kind of proud that, like, out of the two of the three people I interviewed ended up winning. I mean, two guys were in the same match. Somebody was bound to lose.
Yeah.
It was going to happen.
Yeah.
But even Wendy and I predicted that Samaya was going to win, and she was facing a veteran who had been in NXT and whooped that ass.
She did indeed. She did indeed.
Like, it wasn't even close. She whooped that ass, y'all. So this is something that Ivan and I brought up, and I'll give you the background on it. You guys may know this, but Viva Van is the PCW Ultra Women's Champion mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. She is the longest reigning Ultra Women's Champion in their history. Mm-hmm. Do you think, because Ivan and I talked to her about this in our interview, do you think Zamaya is ready to challenge and possibly take that title from Viva Van?
Absolutely. She's been on a hot streak. I absolutely think she's ready.
Yes.
I know it's going to be boring. I'm definitely agreeing with you guys because Ivan and I, we said it during the interview. She may have only been around for about a year now, but she is one of the hottest indie talents in the mm-hmm. game. She has beaten some huge names, done some huge things, like first woman to ever wrestle at the Rose Bowl. And won that match too, by the way. So, you know, I mean, we always do our best and worst at the end of the year. She's got my vote for Rookie of the Year. And if she ends up going into, you know, 2024 and taking out Viva Van, I'm going to be very happy, but I'm not going to be surprised.
Be right back.
Okay.
Oh, Wendy's did. Okay.
BRB.
She gone. But it was definitely fun. Ivan was at the show and he was sending us videos. I think he's going to put out a blog or a vlog at some point. So stay tuned for that. But I was watching those things like, man, this is great. I wish I was there.
Right. Right. Me too.
And I do once again want to thank PCW Ultra for the opportunity, mm-hmm. like being able to sponsor that match, being able to interview these guys. Being able to really, you know, have these experiences and see all this play out was a big highlight of this 4-year journey that we've been on.
Yes.
Being able to see these two so excited after we finished interviewing Chef was a highlight for me. Because we've interviewed some people, but I have never seen them that pumped.
Yeah, that was a good interview. That was fun. Oh my god. I mean, I guess with that being said, there's really not much to talk about, huh?
I'm thinking.
I don't think there's really anything left.
I got nothing. I got nothing, Brucey.
Wendy, what about you? You got anything?
Oh, I do. Hang on, I gotta prep one thing real quick because there is some news that I can break without jinxing. And El Jefe had sent it to me. And now my sidebar isn't wanting to work. Because why would anything want to work while I'm on live with you fine folks? That would just suck.
Sorry, I have a really tiny bladder.
Okay. So
I've been holding it.
We're gonna leave this right here. And I'm gonna try to make sure we all stay in the frame. So our devious brother Ivan and the Circle of Debate family. We'll be doing a live Survivor Series watch-along. Ivan will be doing it right here at Pacific Plate Brewery. having a nice watch party for the folks in for the folks that night. And of course, we will be here, and maybe I or whoever wants to join me for the watch along will be getting live feeds from said brewery and the Devious One. And anyone that wants to come on, ask us a question, you know, gush about how great MJF is during a WWE show. We don't care.
That's me. He's talking about me.
Well, you and anybody at the brewery who might be like you, you know, that sort of thing. So that's going to be a lot of fun, y'all. Stay tuned to Circle of Debate for the Survivor Series watch along, attend the brewery and the watch party with our own Devious Brother and maybe a few other people from Circle of Debate. You never know. Chris Kennedy might show up. We may even get the Invisible Hand, Mr. Callis, back. I ain't seen him in months. I miss Morgan that dude.
Might show up.
Morgan's going to show up in California at a brewery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you
for the watch along?
Oh, you mean here? I thought you meant like, are you trying to get your kid taken away?
No. Oh, fuck.
By the way, we got to send Shaft the wallet.
Yes,
we have to send him the wallet. He needs you to tell me to know where to send it to.
After all the people that watched that Simbody interview, nobody threw wallets like us ECW fans through chairs. I'm almost disappointed.
Yes, we do have to get him that wallet.
But we do. We got to get him the bad motherfucker wallet. We do.
Yeah, we do.
We will. And we got to get all of them back on because I enjoyed the hell out of talking to all of them. Even Sin Bodhi, he kind of lit my ass up a little bit. I enjoyed it.
Just a little bit. Kind of.
I'm still glad
I missed that ass whooping.
I still gave him all the love and I still put him in the scary pool because by the end of it.
Shit.
Okay. By the end of it, we were just good friends. It was just busting balls. That's what we do here. It was like he was an honorary member of TRWT, just like Ivy. And shouts to Ivy for coming on to that too. That was amazing. So, with all that being said, Brucey,
yes,
where can they find us on social media?
Oh, I guess you guys really want to know this. There's one place on Facebook you can find us. That is Top Rope Wrestling Talk. That is our group. Go on, ask for permission, answer the questions. We'll let you in if you answer the right ones. Come join our threads, join our forums, join our music league that I am fucking dominating for year two. Well, year one, I guess.
Join and be ready for the Spooktacular tournament in December because it will be coming to all the social media.
Yes. And then you can find us on X at Top Rope WT. Go on there. You find out. You can find a lot of our show stuffs, a lot of our clips, and you can also send us questions so we can talk about stuff on the show.
We kind of open it up for the fans. We haven't done that in a while.
No, we have not. It's been a hot minute.
So you can also find us on the world's greatest Instagram handle.
Best.
Ever.
That El Presidente will not let me change.
No.
Because he said it brings eyes to COD.
It's this, a needle mover.
This COD. Yes, this name is a needle mover, and the COD it really is. Appreciates it. The it COD. Is at
it puts butts the, in seats.
At Top, hold on.
Yeah, you got it.
At top underscore rope underscore wrestling underscore talk. I don't know why that
you're was welcome so hard for making for me. It, by the way.
You got it.
The best.
And with that,
there's only one thing left to say.
Oh, Wendy!
I want that on a shirt, just like his face. And just have it say that, oh, Wendy. It would be freaking fantastic.
I'm trying to make that happen, homegirl. I'm trying.
It would be amazing.
It's not
if
working,
I ever met him,
but I'm
if
trying.
I ever met him, if I ever met him, I would be like, can you please just once?
Can you please, one time?
Just for me, please. And I will love you forever. Like, I mean, I already do anyways, but like, please.
But I will love you even more.
I will name my first unborn son after you.
I will name my next cat after you.
That's more likely to happen.
So, Grandma, please let the people know where they can find a good chunk of our back content because I know it's.
You can find most of our old stuff on anchor.fm/trwt. From there, you can find us wherever podcasts are freely distributed. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places, all the places. Wherever you listen to your podcast, that's where you'll find us. As for our old videos, if you want to see how we have aged oh so gracefully, you can watch catch us on TRWT parentheses a Fox Den Joan. It's right there, right above me, right above me. Check us out.
It's down where?
Down there. Yeah, so yeah, from there you can find all of our old videos, you can see all of our old stuff, and you can catch some previous Meathead episodes.
The original Meathead episodes, as produced by yours truly.
Yes, indeedy. Feed the needy. And then from there, Dom.
Grandma.
What have we missed? What details have we missed?
Oh, well, not many, but I mean, we are now obviously a member of the Circle of Debate family, which we are happy and proud to be. And so that means you can find us wherever you find Circle of Debate. So whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, the TikToky, the Twitch, whatever, search for at Circle of Debate, capital COD, because there's nothing fishy. God. We're just money. We're just fucking money out the chute every time, every fucking time. Doesn't matter if it's top money. Rope, doesn't matter if it's Circle of Debate, doesn't matter if it's Dogging with De Niro on Monday, Meatheads, whenever the fuck they show up.
When it happens, it happens.
Interviews, buddy. The Title Fight podcast, the return of Total Stop De Niro, or Total Nonstop De Niro on November 9th. There's so many now, I can't remember them all. We are all money.
Money.
Yeah.
Money, baby. Dollar bills, y'all. That's what this network is all about.
dollar bills. What?
About dollar right. bills and bad motherfucker wallets. That's what we are all about, apparently.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Oh. Okay, Grandma, say it for us one time.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of Collision. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy wrestling. If it's not your cup of tea, let somebody else drink it.
Deuces, bitches.
Bye.